Hi there. Welcome to this movement lesson, which I've titled Sides and Circles, a Standing Scan. To do this exercise, you'll need somewhere to stand up, preferably, if you can, off carpet, just on some harder ground, and a little bit of space around you. So make sure that you've got an arm's distance in front of you, to your sides, and also to your back. As you stand, just begin by noticing where you are on your feet. And this is a very big question because there's many places you can be on your feet. So perhaps ask yourself that question by feeling how much effort it is to stand up right now. So do you feel any strain or even pain in parts of your body? And I'll encourage you as you go through this lesson to not have any more pain come up. So if things do start to get more painful, to lessen the movement, to make it a little less big, and to just really notice your internal sensation. As you stand here, just find out, are you standing in a way that's what I would like to call the most potent for your body, in relationship to the ground? And we'll do a little test first of all. So as you stand right now, just slightly start first by going a little bit too far back onto your heels. Not so far back that you have to take a step back, but enough to feel that your muscles, specifically your leg muscles, you might find that they contract. And they do that because they hold you up. But then come forward so that you feel that tone in your legs decrease. The tone isn't going to completely go away because they need to be active to keep you standing, but it should lessen. And then go back again to your heels just so you feel that increase in activation in your legs. And then slowly come back, slow enough so that you feel it diminish. And then reverse that so that now you go forward. Too far forward onto the balls of your feet, you might find that the heels start to raise a little bit, but not so much to make you have to fall forward, and feel the tension that happens in the back side of your body, the back muscles, back of the thighs, the calves, maybe even your neck. And then like you did before, slowly, and this is the important piece, is to slowly go back to where you feel this diminish. If you go too fast, you won't be able to sense the difference. And these lessons that I teach that you'll find here on my website are all about learning how to sense these differences and learning how to sense where you strain too much, where you do too much work. And then again, go back a little bit. Feel the tension increase and then come into that middle point where it decreases really slowly, and then come forward. And while you do this, you imagine you're like a tree in the wind swaying. So there's not a lot of bending forward or back at your waist. It's really you're this tall tree, if you want to imagine that, swaying a little bit forward. And then finding this sweet spot in the middle where there's the least amount of activation happening to hold you upright. Now, as you settle into that spot, notice what happens to your breath without changing it. You might find that your breathing is a little freer in this spot. And notice right now where your eyes fall. So have your eyes been looking down to the ground, watching your feet as you've done this? So maybe a few times just repeat going back and forward on the balls of your feet and notice where you do want your eyes to look. And I'll encourage you to actually look straight ahead and imagine that you have a pencil or a paintbrush or a crayon or something that you like to write with. If you're an artist, pastels or charcoal. And imagine this writing utensil is in the very middle of your head, on the top of your skull, pointing upwards so that the crayon tip or the pen tip is up towards the ceiling, towards the sky. And you imagine there's a piece of paper above that, I'll say pencil. And that as you go forward and back, it scribes a line that would be forward and back in relationship to your body. So that you really feel that you are upright, but not straining. I'll really encourage you in this to not try to put your arms into a position that you feel is correct. You go by your breath, by the ease at which you feel the activation in your legs, not being too far back or too far forward. And then again, just start to hone in on this sweet spot where you're not too far back or not too far forward. Good. I'll also encourage you as you do this lesson, at least the first time around, to have your eyes open so that you can integrate your surroundings, your environment, and learn how to sense yourself with open eyes to the world in relationship to your body movement. So now that we've established forward and back and you've found kind of this more perfect place to position your body in relationship to your feet in the ground, notice if you've got a little bit more weight on your left foot or your right foot. And see if you can sense this. And it's hard to figure this out if you haven't ever asked yourself this question. So maybe just see what it's like to bring, again, like a tree in the wind, all of your weight towards one foot. And then all of your weight to the center, and then all of your body weight swaying over to your other foot. And it's not to lift the foot that you're going away from such to balance one-legged. It's just to sway a little bit back and forth, keeping both of your feet in contact with the ground, but shifting your body weight to one foot and then the other. And just see if it takes a little longer to get to one side, or if it takes no time to get to one foot, that would mean that you're already more on that one foot. And so because I can't see you, you're going to have to take this upon yourself to notice any differences and maybe self-correct, maybe move your feet so that you really do sense that you have equal weight through the left foot and through the right foot. All the while, your head is still upright and you've got this pencil at the top of your skull and now scribing left and right on that piece of paper. And you just transfer your body weight to the left and to the right. You allow your breath to do what it wants to. At this point, you just breathe naturally without forcing your breath, noticing how your pelvis shifts also, right? Your pelvis, the area that houses your hip joints, where your spine connects to your pelvis through your sacrum. Your spine also follows this movement left and right. Your arms, your shoulders, your breastbone, your sternum, your head. And then just pause again somewhere in the middle, just to take a little break from this attentiveness to left and right. If you wish, you can even walk a few steps around. And then come back to standing. And since you've experimented with this forward, back, left and right. Just do a quick little self-scan to see where you are and see if you can find a little more quickly this place of being in that sort of potent place of not too far forward, not too far back, not too far to the left, not too far to the right, but somewhere just right, the Goldilocks spot. Now, shift your body weight to your, let's say to the right, to your right, and have all the weight on your right foot. And just hang out there for a bit. Notice again where your eyes and your head fall. So again, having your eyes look forward, head in line. Not to try to put your head in a place, but really use your eyes as the barometer for where your head naturally wants to be positioned. And again, sensing that there's this pencil coming out of your skull, scribing a, at this point, we've been doing lines left and right. Now have it such that on this right foot, you start to do a bit of a circle on the right foot. So you've got many different points of your foot that you might be in contact with, but you go across the right foot such that you go in a bit of a circle. You go back, you go to one side, you come forward, you come to the other side, you go back, and you just do this movement of a circle. It's not an exact circle because your foot doesn't have an exact circle to it, but you get the idea. A little bit side, forward, side, back. And notice what the spontaneous direction was for you to do this movement. Notice how I haven't said left, right. I've just said to the side and to the side and forward and back. So see if you've chosen a movement that involves going in a clockwise movement or a counterclockwise movement. So you do what you've done naturally and spontaneously, and you don't change it yet. And you notice how you scribe now this circle in that direction. And again, it's like you're a tree in the wind. Everything lines up over that right foot. So you're really learning how to find your body over your right foot, feeling how the right foot can support the rest of you above. And your head is the last piece on this tower. So you're actually doing lots of little circles with all the different body parts. You can imagine that your knee is going in a bit of a circle over your foot, as is your hip, as is your pelvis, your spine. Again, breathing, not to breathe in a way that's mechanical, but in a way that just is natural. And then as you do this movement, just switch the direction so you go the other direction. If you're going clockwise, go counterclockwise. If you're going counterclockwise, go clockwise. And see if this direction is different. If your head has naturally turned to a different direction, or if you're still looking in the same direction that you were before. There are so many different variations that you can do with this, so I'll let you just to explore what you do naturally first. Also, I want to remind you, if you need to pause while I instruct this and come back to your 2 feet, you can definitely do that. If you need to pause the recording, pause it. Everyone needs to have their rests when they need them. But then you return to the movement exploration. Can you start to play with rotating and circling in one direction and then consciously saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to switch to the other direction now and feel how your body responds to this shift in direction. Do you have to stop and then switch it? Or can you kind of slowly ease into the shift in direction? Notice maybe when you do the shift, does your breath have a little bit of a halt to it? Does it shift? And can you make the transition smooth? And you don't have to go, you know, through a full circle before you switch. You could go a quarter or an eighth of the circle or whatever. Could even be just moving in a few degrees and then you shift your body weight. Are there some areas of this circle that you are more likely to shift towards the different direction? So we could spend like an hour on this movement if you wanted to, which I'll encourage you to maybe return and play with later now that you have some of these instructions. All the while you're scribing these little tiny circles with your pencil. And so you're going to find that you're going to have maybe half circles or quarter circles in one direction, and then it goes the other direction. And great. So now just let that go and come to both of your feet. Maybe take a step here or there just to reestablish your standing. If you ever need to sit down in a chair and pause just to have a rest during this exploration, you can. And now bring your weight to your left foot. Again, just like a tree in the wind, you're swaying over to the left foot, and maybe take a few moments to get over there. And just feel how you shift your body weight to the left. And again, don't forget about this being too far forward and too far back. So see if you've fallen into a habit of being maybe too far back on your heel or too far forward on the forefoot. So maybe as you go to the left side, just go a little forward and back on the left foot to see where this sort of sweet spot is, forward and back. And then from that place, start to do a bit of a circle. Start to do a bit of a circle, and obviously your left side is not going to be identical to the right, which is totally fine. And because you've learned on the right side some maybe new movements you've never considered or sensed, it won't be the same because you've got learning from your right side that you're applying to the left. But you go in the direction that you've chosen. You notice what direction that is. So you go to the heel, transfer over to one side, transfer to your forefoot, your toes, to the other side, down to the heel, and noticing how the whole body travels with this movement initiation that you're really focusing on through your foot, through your ankle. And your head is upright on your spine with this idea of a pencil coming out of your skull, scribing a circle. And then, as you did before on the right side, find a time and a place to consciously shift the circle to the other direction. Shifting the circle to the other direction and noticing what you might do with your breath. The breath can really stay easy, and that's a big piece of these lessons, is being able to shift a direction, shift the movement, change it, and have your more autonomic body processes just continue without sensing any big, in a way, any big stress to the system. And just play around with shifting again to the other direction. and feeling how this side of your body responds. And you might even feel little tiny circles happening on the right foot. Even though the weight isn't on the right foot, there's something going on the right side that follows this movement. And then leave that and just, again, have a little break as you would like to, whether it's to take a few steps around the space you're standing in or momentarily have a sit on a chair that's nearby. So often our standing positions when we're working or just doing daily life stuff, whether it's standing in line or chopping vegetables or waiting for someone, talking to someone, we're not aware of how we are over our feet. And this can lead to a lot of strain that's unnecessary in our body. So having a little bit of knowledge as to where you can be on your feet so that there's the least amount of muscular tension and activation going on is a really, really good resource to have and to be aware of. So now let's just change this up a little bit. We've gone a little bit forward, a little bit back, a little bit to the left, to the right, really focused on one foot, doing circles, reversing the movement and going to the other foot. Now imagine how you might combine your two feet in sort of a elliptical movement, or I often call it an infinity sign, that number 8 that's on its side. So before I give any instruction, just play with that in your own imagination. If you could imagine again this pencil that's at the top of your head, coming through the middle of your skull with this piece of paper. If you were to first imagine drawing a figure 8 on that piece of paper with your head, how would you do that from reference to this pencil first? And notice that, and then start to trickle the attention downwards, and so your head might be doing a little bit of a figure 8. But can you start to piece together how your sternum, the chest area, the upper back, the abdomen and the thorax, and really imagining yourself as a three-dimensional being, which you are. So you're not, you know, a human body isn't a single plane. We've got lots of variety and shape, and how that figure 8 can get transferred down into your belly, your pelvis, your legs collectively, but also your legs individually, and just start to trace and be attentive to how this scribing of a figure 8 with your head and this pencil on that piece of paper that's above you gets transferred down to the feet. And you might start to sense that you're transferring over to one foot and then transferring over to the other foot. It would go something like this. If we now pay attention to your feet, you would come across, let's just say, to the right, and then you would come back to the heel on the right side, and then as you go to the inside edge of the right foot, you would then transfer over to the left inside edge, and then you'd go to the forefoot into the baby toe, and then down to the outside of the left foot to the left heel, and then over to the inside of the left foot, and then back across to the right foot, to the ball of the foot, the big toe, across the toes, to the baby toe, down. And of course, this is one direction. So at any point, can you shift that figure 8 and go the other way? And to be really attentive to not just hang out in such a way that you're only on kind of the heels, but you're using the full forefoot as you come forward, and your whole body travels with that. Can your toes move across the floor, but not get really active, not grip the ground, but just, I like to use the word smear into the floor. And just, again, really visualize this figure eight in your mind's eye being drawn above you. Noticing your breath, your arms just hanging out. Should be no work going on in your arms right now. Shoulders should just be hanging off of your body. And then slowly making the figure eight smaller and smaller, less distance to the left, less distance to the right. And you come to a point at which you're somewhere smack dab in the middle. So you're not on one foot, you're not on the other foot, you're not too far back, you're not too far forward, but you're somewhere just right. And you slowly bring this scribing of the pencil to kind of this singular spot. And as you come to that spot, you just check in with how you sense yourself in standing. That question I asked you at the very beginning of this. And just notice how your eyes fall now, where they go, the connection you might feel between the very top of yourself, the head, and the very bottom, your feet. And although we stuck with very simple directions of drawing a line forward and back, left and right, and into these circles and figure eight, you can play and be creative with how you do this. You could draw, you could write your name, right? You could imagine different shapes. And the more sort of variety and shapes you can bring into this movement, it's not just a movement that happens obviously in your feet, it's your whole entire body that comes into play. And it just opens up for more degrees of freedom, more options of movement in standing, whether it's on 1 foot or 2 feet. Thanks for trying out this session, this exercise in standing. And if you have any questions, please send me an email through my website, irenelion.com, and look forward to the next one with you. Thank you.